This goes along. We've heard it a million times, but it's good. Philippians 4:6. Do not be what? Anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses what? All understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What have you learned and received and heard and seen in me? Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. We cannot be anxious. Tell me, boy, that hits home. That came right out of the treasury. Mm-hmm. Lindsay did my income tax the 1st of March, and I was so excited because we were going to try to get the pool fixed for Kimmy because she, itching. Anyway, and it hadn't come yet. First of all, I had to go do an ID meet because they wanted to make sure it was me. There's no other thing. And then the second time was, now we're going to audit you. I don't make enough money to be audited. Maybe at the end of July. And I was going, God, you can just make this happen, please, please. And this today, don't be anxious for anything. You know, it's like, Priscilla, I have this. Why are you even questioning? We need to trust God and give thanksgiving to it. So I just said today, thank you, God, for the income tax coming. Thank you that I can learn through my lessons. Thank you that you are with me. Thank you that you love me. Thank you for this church body. There's more people here today than has been in a while. I'm so excited. I know Pastor is. But we've got to learn to accept one another, love one another. But don't be anxious about your things. It says, ask God, request your things that you want from God. Let me read that again, because it didn't sound that good when I said it. Four is not. My page went over. Yeah, thanksgiving. It says, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. So God is listening. God hears your prayers. God knows all. So we have to refocus our mind, praising you, God. Thank you, God, for this home. Thank you, God, for my washer and dryer. Thank you, God, for everything you give me. Thank you for transportation. Thank you for my income tax that will come. Thank you. Thank you for money issues to help me learn to tithe and to trust you. Thank you, God, that you love me and that I'm special. I had a real hard time this week feeling worthless, feeling like a loser. I thought, you're 68 years old and you still don't have your stuff together. What is wrong with you? You know, you're still grieving. You're still thinking that you don't have it together. And God sent me to give me hope at the right time. And she goes, Mom, you are so worthy. You are so beautiful, and you're such a great person. And I thank you for that, Kimmy. That was the best thing ever. It's so nice to have an encourager in the home. And when she's down, I try to be there. It's so nice, because the devil is to kill and destroy. And if he can destroy us, we don't spread the gospel right. So I appreciate you, Kimmy. I appreciate how God puts people in our lives.
I was so glad when I saw you, I want to say Bobby, because you look, you have a shape, something about you, but you're so much taller than your mom, but something about you reminds me of your mom.
Well, yeah.
My mom's 5'6". The doctors keep saying that I'm 5'4".
I was thinking she was shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't seen her in such a long time, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We shrink as we get older.
Yes, I know.
I did.
Just jump.
Not body wise, but I'm shrinking.
Shorter.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than I was, though.
It's okay. You know, God loves us right where we are. So you just do what you can and don't worry about it.
Well,
You know, none of us are going to look like we did when we were 20 years old. So that's just the way it goes. Right, so we good. We good. Just, you know, that's what Kimmy was saying. Just love yourself because God loves you. That's what you got to do. You find your worth in Jesus Christ. Jesus has put a purpose and plan in my life. So I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. I am blessed so much for my family. I am so truly blessed. I love each and every one of my kids. I'm just blessed. God has blessed me. God blessed me 35 years with a wonderful man. I mean, yeah, he had his faults, but it was good. It was a good ride. So everything's good. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we don't need to be anxious. We don't need to get irritable or nervous or think something bad might happen to us. Father God, may we just see that you have all of the answers in our lives, that you have our backs, that you love us, that the victory's already been won, that Jesus Christ has stood in our situation before. He has seen it all. He has handled it all. And it's all victorious. We've won the war. Father, a special prayer to Don to not be anxious about what's going to happen with this car incident and the people suing. I just pray for peace for him right now, Father, that him to know that you have this and that you love him and that he is not to be anxious, but to thank you in the bad times. Just thank you. Father God, we just pray that we would have more and more people come to our church. I pray for a church body that can reach out and touch other people so they may come to Bartimaeus Baptist Church. Father, please help us to be who you want us to be. Please help us to love one another, to accept one another. And please just be with us today and that it may be special. And that when we leave, like Ruth always says, when we leave this place, that it was good to be in the house of the Lord. We ask these things in Christ's name only. Amen.